This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. John, you said in one of your messages that Christian morality is the overflow of worshiping the sovereign, merciful God. Would it be correct to say then that if our worship is skewed, our morality may be or become off target as well?
It not just may, it will become off target as well if our worship is skewed. If we don't value God for who He really is, then our behavior, which is intended to be the fruit or the outgrowth of our valuing of God, is going to reflect that skewed understanding of God. You know, the very essence of morality is not the deed we're doing, say, not stealing, or say, helping somebody change a tire on a bitter, cold winter night. The essence of the morality there is not the deed. The essence of the morality is the mindset out of which the deed is growing. So it's the deed together with the mindset. If the mindset has roots in a flawed perception of God, then the God that's being reflected through the deed is going to be a flawed God. He's going to be a flawed reflection. I think the reason we tend to think that morality is not very much affected by a flawed view of God is because we don't understand the essence of morality as the mindset and the motive and the display of God, which is why, by the way, I have a little problem with talking about a Judeo-Christian ethic, because if you say Judeo, meaning Jews who do not believe in Jesus Christ but hold to the Ten Commandments, you're introducing a flaw into worship, which is utterly profound. I mean, the New Testament is written to say those who do not honor the Son do not honor the Father. So the concept of a Judeo-Christian ethic as the goal to which we're aiming is profoundly mistaken, because ethics has to grow out of a true view of God, and to reject Jesus Christ is to have an absolutely flawed view of God, and therefore the ethic that flows from it as morality is going to be flawed. Even if some of the behavior is the same, the point of ethics is not merely the kernel or the shell of the behavior, but the inner convictions of the mind and the disposition of the heart and the goal of what we're displaying. And if Jesus Christ is omitted from that, I don't think we have Christian ethics or morality.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.